Workers in Rhode Island are now eligible for paid family leave. It is the third state giving time off to care for a new baby, an adopted or foster child, or a sick loved one. And a small wave of cities is mandating paid sick leave. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
New York City's new paid sick leave law hasn't even taken effect yet, and already Mayor Bill de Blasio wants to expand it.
Everybody ready?
In a speech 2 weeks ago, de Blasio said his plan would cover far more people, would phase in faster, and would do away with a catch, that it's dependent on the economy doing well.
In a troubled economy, people need paid sick leave even more to protect their families.
De Blasio says the law would help people like Leonardo Hernando, who's worked at a car wash for 8 years.
Nunca faltaba mi trabajo yo porque...
I've never missed a single day of work, he says, even if I have a cold or fever, because if I don't show up, I don't get paid.
We like to really talk a lot about family values, but it doesn't seem like our policies match our talk.
Annette Dubas is a state senator in Nebraska and says the problem doesn't hurt only the lowest wage workers. It hit her personally last August when her daughter gave birth to her second set of twins.
She's a teacher, you know, found out that she has to use all of her own vacation days, all of her own personal days, and all of her sick days in order to stay home after having a baby.
This month, Dubas proposed the Paid Family Medical Leave Act. Workers would get up to 6 weeks off a year and would fund it themselves with a payroll tax. The bill hasn't yet gotten a hearing, but nationwide, business groups have consistently opposed a slew of such bills in recent years. Some states have even passed laws to prevent local governments from passing their own versions of paid leave. John Kabatek of the National Federation of Independent Business says such mandates are a burden in a bad economy.
It's raising the cost of labor on mom and pops who are already struggling, but this will ultimately hurt the very people it aims to help. Fewer benefits, fewer positions, and people in an unemployment line.
Studies do find a small share of businesses have cut back workers' hours or benefits because of paid leave policies, but most companies report little to no impact. On the other hand, Vicky Shabo of the National Partnership for Women and Families says paid leave can be a lifesaver for workers. She says more women than ever are breadwinners for their families, even as they remain the primary caregiver.
So when she needs to take time off to take care of a loved one or to care for a new baby, her family simply can't survive if there isn't some job protection or wage replacement coming in, and that's true for men too.
More proposals for paid leave are expected soon. In Massachusetts, if lawmakers don't approve a paid sick days bill, it will go to the ballot in November. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News.